You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Gary Stone, the founder and CEO of Share Wealth Systems, a company that has been helping everyday investors for over 23 years become successful, self-directed investors through the stock market. Mr. Stone, great to have you back here on the program.
Good to be with you again, Eric.
Yes, sir, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you, getting good information that is so important in regards to our finances and retirement. And thanks for joining us once again. So for starters, how much is needed for a comfortable and independent retirement?
Well, for a couple that is retiring today and looking at about a 22 to 23 year retirement, about $1 million, so around just a $20,000 or so, less than $1 million, but we can round it up to $1 million. So it's, you know, a 65 or a 67-year-old couple that are retiring today. But if you're retiring in 10 or 15 years' time, then you have to bring inflation and the like into it. So just to give folks an idea, a couple retiring in, say, 15 years' time, say you're in your early 50s, you're going to need $1.5 million to last a 22, 23-year retirement. But yeah, that's without any contingencies, and that's with running your money down to zero, and that's a comfortable, independent retirement. Yeah, that's no help from the government or from friends and family. But you know, to build in contingencies for longevity, you know, potential health issues, living long, obviously longevity, maybe going 25, 30 years, and you know, actuaries are now telling us that we've got a 45% chance of one of a couple living to 95, so that's a 30-year retirement. So building in those contingencies, you'd need quite a bit more, maybe a 20 to 30% contingency on top of those numbers I just said.
Yeah, those numbers certainly help in planning ahead. Now, people are saving for retirement via 401ks. Shouldn't this put them in good stead for when they do retire?
Well, you know, the popular way of people saving for retirement is 401ks, and this whole defined contribution world, which came about 20, 25 years ago, compared to a defined benefit world where your employer took care of your retirement. Well, that's all gone in the distant past. So a defined contribution is where you take the risk and you have to save for your retirement. Now, the reason it's not going to be enough is that actuaries have shown to have enough for retirement and to have and enjoy a lifestyle that's similar to the one that you enjoy while you're working, you need to be saving around 15% of your annual salary per annum for your whole working life to be able to have that sort of lump sum we were talking about. And, of course, people are saving way less than that. And some people aren't even saving anything at all. So that is why just putting it away into a 401k is not going to be enough. That's the first and main reason.
Now, Mr. Stone, let's take that a little further. What are the causes for saving via a 401k not creating enough of a nest egg for most people to retire on?
Yeah. Well, the first one is they're not saving enough, but you know that's kind of not in your control because it's limited by how much you earn and what you can save. But the things that are under your control are how that money is invested in 401ks. And the go-to way of this being done is in balanced and diversified active mutual funds, and that way, or a combination of active mutual funds that the 401k plans use, just do not grow enough to make up for the amount of money that's not being saved, through our working lives. And averaging around 7.5 to 8% per annum is not going to make up for the shortfall of the savings, the amount that we are saving less than the 15% per annum. And part of the reason for that is the diversification, that they diversify and hence put a handbrake on growth. Yeah, but an even bigger reason, or probably just the same bigger reason, are the fees, the massive fees that are charged that just eat away at their growth. And the combination of over diversification and fees, and which lead to lower growth, just does not make up for how much we're going to need when we retire.
Really some great information on the topic today. We're joined by Mr. Gary Stone, the founder and CEO of ShareWealth Systems, a company that has been helping everyday investors for over 23 years become successful self-directed investors through the stock market here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Stone, why become a self-directed investor in the stock market? Touch on some of those details and give us your perspective here.
Well, to overcome those things I just spoke about, you know, what a self-directed investor has is flexibility and control. So the moment you have that, you can immediately cut the fees, massively cut the fees that you're paying, you know, for outsourcing, if you like, your growth of your wealth via 401ks, and by doing that, you know, you can cut 1.5 to 2% per annum out of paying fees, and hence get that money to grow and compound on your behalf. Now, you know, when people first hear 1.5-2%, they think that's nothing. But when you're taking 1.5-2% from, say, a 7.5 to 8% growth per annum, you're talking about 15 to 20 to 25% of the profits that are made every year are being paid out in fees, and that is why fees have such a massive effect. So to get that flexibility means that you can invest certainly cut the fees, but you can invest in ETFs and stocks and have control over an investment strategy that can grow far better at far lower costs. Now, of course, the risk is that you don't know what you're doing and you actually do worse. But these days, investing yourself, being a self-directed investor, is far, far, far easier than it was 15, 20 years ago. The instruments and the strategies available to you in a very, very low-cost environment, people are being able to do this far, far more successfully than they used to do 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, certainly agree with you there. It certainly makes sense as well. And today is the day to get started with something like that. And with that being said, where does one even start a process to become a self-directed investor in the market? And is it ever too late to get started?
It's never too late. You know, we have customers that are in the 80s that are doing this. And you know, they these are fit, healthy people that are planning to be around until they're 95, 100. So you know, they've still got a fairly long-term outlook and horizon on their investing, and the, you know, the place to start is to start getting some education and knowledge. It's a combination of knowledge and skills. You know, people talk about knowledge is power. You know, I don't really agree with that. Sure, you need to have knowledge as a first step, but the real power comes from the skills. It's about applying that knowledge. So lots of people know what to do, but very few people do what they know, and it's a combination of both. And you know, it's effectively getting a mentor, doing a lot of reading and doing training courses, and you know, and that's something that I can talk to you about as an entry level training course that we can talk about in a moment.
Mr. Stone, always great to have you with us, and we could just hang out here for a long time picking your brain for your expertise on, you know, within the financial sector. Again, thanks so much for joining us. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Yeah, well, the thing to be aware of is that you know, people look to the Standard & Poor 500, the S&P 500 Total Return Index, as the benchmark to determine whether they how well they are doing. Now, you know, what most people don't do is benchmark how their 401ks or any other investments may be doing, and that benchmark is the accepted benchmark to test how you're doing, how your investments are doing compared to the benchmark. Yeah, and there's lots of research come out in the last 15, 20 years that shows that around 95% of 401ks actually underperform the S&P 500. But just simply buying and holding the S&P 500, people could do better than where they are at the moment, cut their fees and get better returns. But the thing that I'm on about is that there are funds that do far better than that, and there's one or two in particular that just through research we've come across, and we talk about to our clients using what we call a wait and win system, which effectively is outsourced, if you like, into a fund, but a far, far better performing fund with far, far lower fees than what you'd pay in 401ks. And that's what people need to find out about. You know, just do a little bit of research, just do a little bit of reading, talk to people, and you know, if people think about they're doing 8 hours a day to earn their salaries, you know, with a little bit of research, they can earn as much as they do you know, in probably 10 or 15 years of working. They can earn that by growth in the stock market, by being invested in the right places with the right strategies.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Most helpful, no doubt about that. If folks wanted to get further information on your services and your courses, where's the best place online to get further information?
Yeah, well, the best place to go for the introductory course is to a website. We've got a website URL called fixmynesteggclub.com, and there's a lot of information there that they can find out about. There's an ebook they can get access to, and they can also you know, on the website itself, find out a lot about the course and decide whether they want to go about learning something. But it's yeah. And another thing, just to add, is in parting as well, besides that, is that, you know, what people do to what they should do is, a lot of people have left, you know, previous employers and have 401ks sitting there. Is what they should do is roll those over into an IRA to get control and flexibility, and at the very least cut the fees that they're paying in the 401ks that they've left behind in previous employers. And, you know, and this course that I'm talking about at fixmynesteggclub.com talks quite a lot about that in the actual material.
Good stuff, Mr. Stone, as always, and really appreciate your joining us once again and sharing great detail on retirement and getting that nest egg in shape for retirement as well. You have yourself a great rest of the day, and thanks for joining us here today on the program.
It's my pleasure, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Gary Stone, the founder and CEO of ShareWealth Systems, a company that has been helping everyday investors for over 23 years become successful self-directed investors through the stock market. And for further details, visit fixmynesteggclub.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.